Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Ventriloquist. The medicine show that traveled the frontier in the early 1870s was in many cases the sole form of amusement the settlers had. And so it was that they did not mind being fooled about the pink medicine that was really colored water, as they usually saw a good show with it. However, the purpose of one traveling show was far more sinister than just selling pink water. For wherever this medicine show and its performers went, they left a trail of bloodshed and murder. Our story opens with the wagon approaching the town of White Sand.
Yeah, that was your long, hard pull across the desert, Billy. Are you tired of driving?
Why should I be tired? Just because I'm a midget? I can do anything a full-sized man can do.
Oh, I know you can, Billy. Especially murder.
I don't like to be laughed at, Zeno.
Oh, I'm not laughing at you, Billy. I'm laughing with you. I got too much respect for your brain and ability to kill to laugh at you.
That's why I chose you to work with me, Zeno. You have the proper appreciation for my talents.
Yes, and I'm a pretty good ventriloquist, too.
Yep, you sure are. You made that sound as if the gray horse was saying it.
Well, listen now. I'll make it sound as though the gray horse is talking in your voice.
I can imitate anyone's voice. Even yours, Billy. How about a feed of grain when we get to town?
And if I say it myself, the imitation of your voice is the best I've ever done.
It sure is, Zeno. We make good partners for each other. As a matter of fact, neither of us would be in business if it weren't for the other.
Well, we're getting into town, Billy. You want me to do some driving now?
Yeah, here's the reins. Put the horses to a trot.
Right. Get up. Get up there.
Now I'll ring the bells and attract a little attention.
Well, there's the sheriff's office. That'll be our first stop.
Look at the stupid faces of the people along the street. They gape as if they'd never seen a midget before. The fools.
Well, they probably haven't. That's why they're so interested in you. Whoa there! Whoa, whoa there! All right, folks. Now, friends, we're here to entertain you. As soon as we get your sheriff's permission to set up in your town, I, the great Zeno, am at your service. Here to astound you with the mysteries and delights of ventriloquism. Tell your friends, tell the town. Yeah, I'll help you down, Billy.
Thank you, Zeno.
What is that, dear?
All right, let us through, folks. Pardon me, sir, pardon me. I thank you kindly, sir.
I've been waiting to see what you're up to.
Oh, howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff. How are you?
You're the littlest hombre I ever laid eyes on. Yeah, at first I thought you was this hombre's little boy.
That's an easy mistake, Sheriff. I won't hold it against you.
Now, what's all the commotion and ruckus you made outside there?
Well, we want to set up in this town, Sheriff, and I want to sell this fine elixir I've discovered. Cures whatever ails you. Now, I've got a bottle here in my pocket, especially for you. There you are.
Well, thanks. I didn't expect nothing. It cures everything, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Sheriff. We've got the cure for everything.
Well, I see with that sign on your wagon that you also give the folks a ventriloquist act.
Well, we do and we don't. We practice a little harmless deception in our show, Sheriff. Instead of a real ventriloquist dummy, little Billy here sits on my lap and does the talking.
Yeah, you sure don't fool nobody that away. Folks already know he's a midget. They've seen him.
Well, we've taken care of that, Sheriff. We had a mask made. Billy puts that on.
Makes me look exactly like a wooden dummy. Especially when I sit there with the rest of my body limp like this.
Well, by gum and by cracky. If that ain't the Dad Burnder scheme I ever did hear about.
Well, we had to think of something, Sheriff. It's hard for a little man like me to make a living.
Well, all right, little man. I'll let you set up your show here.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. Thank you.
And don't thank me, Zeno. Thank that pint-sized friend of yours. If it wasn't for his size, you wouldn't be in business.
That's right, Sheriff. Laughter just like yours is what made me choose this business.
Billy means the medicine show business, Sheriff, and making people laugh.
Mm. Oh, why, of course, Zeno. For every laugh I give them, they pay. They sure do.
Do not drink so much water from your canteen, Pancho.
That's a long ride we take across the desert, Cisco. Pancho's hot and thirsty.
I know you are, amigo, but you'll make yourself sick.
We get more water, Cisco. That's the town of White Sand up ahead, no?
See, it is. Unless I miss my guess, that medicine show wagon is already there.
How'd you know this, Cisco, huh?
Well, there's a faint trace of wagon tracks in the desert where the wind has not yet erased them.
Yeah, Pancho see them now. Why does Cisco think that Zeno Hombre and the Midget robbed express offices and killed the agents?
Well, in every town they visit, robbery and murder takes place.
But how does Zeno Coyote could do this?
When I find out the answer to that question, Pancho, I will be able to have him arrested.
Cisco find out. If that Zeno Hombre know that Cisco on his trail, he'll leave the town.
Well, if he does, we will follow him. Sooner or later, we will get the evidence we need to put him behind bars where he belongs.
Look, Cisco, there's the wagon of that Zeno medicine show. We'll go over and talk to him?
Well, first we'll stop at the sheriff's office.
Don't you think that the sheriff's standing by the hitch rack? Over there, see? Cisco know the sheriff?
No, Pancho, I do not. Oh, there.
Oh, look, oh, now.
Now, do not say anything to make him angry, Pancho.
Pancho never do nothing like this, Cisco. Pancho never say the wrong thing.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
I am the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Sí, this is Pancho, and this is mi compañero, Cisco.
Well, the Cisco Kid and Pancho, are you?
Sí. And we are after the bandido who has been robbing the express offices and killing the agents.
That's a likely story. I heard of your reputation, Cisco. And you telling me you're trailing a bandit don't make me believe it. You might be covering up.
Cover up for what, say you, Sheriff?
Well, you might be the killers, and you think to throw me off the track with all this palaver.
But, Senor Sheriff, you have heard of the express company killings.
I sure have. And they ain't going to be one of them here. Clem Whittlesey, the agent, ain't going to stand by and let someone gun him down. He knows how to use them six guns of his.
Do you know that in every case, the murder was done behind doors locked from the inside?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Who's this hombre you say you're trailing?
We after that that voice troll and the midget.
Zeno and Little Billy?
Uh-huh, that's who we after.
You couldn't be more wrong. I'll bet my shirt they're on the up and up.
You seem very sure, Sheriff,
Wellman. Lorenzo Wellman. Why, say, them two come to see me as soon as they drove into town. Why, they asked my permission before they set up their show.
That proves nothing.
Say, that proves nothing. Cisco and Pancho come to see the sheriff first, too.
Why, yeah, but they even told me how they work correct. I sure don't suspect them.
The robberies and murders have always taken place while Zeno is putting on his ventriloquist act with the dummy.
No, they already told me that Zeno ain't really a ventriloquist. Little Billy sits on his lap and pretends to be the wooden dummy.
Pancho can see that we get no help from this sheriff.
You sure don't. And if anything happens to Clem Whittlesey over there at the express office, you'll answer to me and the muzzle of a six-gun blasting in your faces.
Yeah, it looks like the whole town's gathered outside to see our act, Billy.
Yes, I noticed. I also noticed a couple of hombres from out of town among them.
Yeah, which ones do you mean?
Peek around the side of the curtain. See that big man and the fat one?
Yeah, I see them.
That's the Cisco Kid and his partner.
Cisco Kid? Wonder what he's doing in White Sand.
I'll give you orgies after the express company killer.
You think he knows it's us?
If he does, he can't prove it.
Yeah, we better not try anything in White Sand, Billy. I say it's too risky.
After the way that stupid sheriff laughed at me, I wouldn't miss robbing the express company and killing the agent here. Only we'll change a little something.
Yeah, what'll we change?
Well, we'll give the crowd the act with the wooden dummy before you sell the patent medicine.
Well, that's no different than what I always do while you're robbing the express office.
Well, After I take care of the matters of the express office, I'll hurry back here and take the wooden dummy's place. If they are suspicious, we'll let them figure out how I can be in two places at the same time.
Cisco Pancho want to hear that Zeno hombre throw his voice.
It is more important for us to watch the express office. If anything is to happen, it will happen now while the ventriloquist is doing his act.
Yeah, Cisco, right. There the express office.
Perhaps we better walk from here.
Oh,
diablo.
Oh, look, oh, now, gonna walk now.
I will go around to the back of the building.
That's a good idea. Pancho, stand guard out here.
Santos, we are too late, Pancho. That shot came from the express office.
Pancho, let's see no one come out the door of the express office.
Too late for us to go around to the back of the building. This door is locked.
Matter me, that hombre lying on the floor.
That must be the express agent. I hope he's not dead. Since this door is still locked, the killer must be inside.
No, Cisco. There's no one inside but that express agent. Pancho, I think that hombre dead, Cisco.
I'm sorry to say, I think you are right.
By Jupiter, by Jezebel. All right, you two, you're under arrest.
Under arrest? What for?
You must think I'm deep. I heard that gunshot, and I told you that if anything happened to Clem Whittlesey, you'd answer to me.
I'm afraid Senor Clem is dead, Senor Sheriff. As you can see, this door is still locked.
I don't care nothing about the door. All I can see, poor Clem in there laying face down on the floor. Oh, you murdering sidewinders, get your hands up.
A momento, Sheriff Warman. Whoever shot Senor Whittlesey got out of the express office some way other than the door. And I think I know how it was done.
You ought to. You're the ones that done it.
Why did you not listen to Cisco, huh?
I believe the midget from the medicine show shot the agent.
The midget?
He crawled through those bars in that back window. If we hurry over to the medicine show wagon, I think I can prove it.
And I think you're trying to put one over on me.
Here, Sheriff Wellman. Here's my gun belt and guns. Now, will you go over to the medicine wagon?
Cisco will not give up his guns if Cisco guilty, Senor Sheriff.
Well, I got the drop on you, ain't I? All right. I'll take a chance, Cisco. But you better be able to prove it was little Billy the midget that killed Clem, or you won't even need these six guns of yours again. Because inside of 24 hours, you'll hang.
And knowing the midget has already established an alibi to cover himself, it seems certain that Cisco is destined to hang. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Ventriloquist. The ventriloquist, Zeno, and his partner Little Billy, the midget, have committed a series of express company robberies and murders. When the agent in the town of White Sand is killed, Cisco is accused of the murder. The sheriff tells our friends that they will hang unless they can prove their suspicions that Zeno and Little Billy are guilty. However, the killers devise a perfect alibi to make sure the sheriff carries out his threat. Now.
I see the crowd left to find out where that shot came from, Zeno.
Yeah, just like they always do. It's not the crowd I'm worried about. It's the Cisco Kid. Saw him and his partner heading for the express office, Billy.
Don't look so worried, Zeno. If they'd seen me, they would have been here by now before.
Yeah, well, you better hurry and get that mask on, Billy.
There, it's on. Is it straight?
Yeah, you look just like the wooden dummy I just put back in the trunk.
Then let's get out on the platform.
Now, wait a minute, Billy. Just a second. I'll carry you as if you were the dummy. Hey, you're heavier than your wooden twin.
Sounds like a crowd is coming toward the wagon.
Yeah, it's the sheriff. He's got a gun on Cisco and Pancho.
Sit down and let's enjoy this. This is an interesting turn of events. I didn't foresee that they'd be suspected of the murder.
Hey, you! Zeno, I want to talk to you.
Yes, what is it, Sheriff? What caused the commotion?
You've been here all the time?
Well, naturally. I couldn't leave the wagon very well, though my customers all did.
That's right, Sheriff Wellman. He wasn't with the crowd over at the express office.
Who said that? Oh, you, Bice Walker. Well, you sure he wasn't there, Bice?
Sure as shooting, Sheriff.
Yes, and right as I was about to sell my cure-all elixir. Now, folks,
Folks, now that you're all back, let me take this opportunity to acquaint you with the wondrous powers of Dr. Zeno's famous elixir.
Hey, hold on there, Zeno. Hold on. We got more important business than selling elixir.
See, where's the little midget, hombre? What's your partner?
Ask him to let you examine that ventriloquist dummy, Senor Sheriff.
I'll do the asking.
What about the dummy?
Well, I hate to have to give away your trade secret, Zeno, but there's a murder involved here.
Murder? Why ask me about it?
Where is your partner, the midget?
See, where that midget would do the killing?
Now, that's a mighty peculiar question, friends. And I think I ought to see what my little friend here in my lap has to say about it.
Now you'll see, Cisco. I told you the midget was pretending to be the ventriloquist dummy.
Is that what's that?
Well, Senor Zeno?
Now, you folks can all see that this is the same dummy I was using before. Is it not?
Well, I'm sure it is. I was up close to the platform.
All right now, friends. Billy, can you tell me the answer to the gentleman's question?
Why, sure, Zeno. Your partner, the midget, is right here.
There you are, friend.
As you all can see, when I take off this mask...
What do you know about that? It wasn't no dummy at all. It was a midget all the time.
That's right, Vice. I told you you'd better be able to prove your accusing, Cisco.
Pancho, not understand.
But I think I do.
I've heard enough of what you think. I'm marching you and your partner off to jail. And like I told you before, you get a fair trial, and then we're going to hang the two of you.
Town is it there's going to be a hanging, Billy?
I could have told you that, Zeno, from the way the sheriff talked.
Well, the horses are harnessed, the wagon's loaded. What are we waiting for?
For the express office money.
How much did we get this time?
I don't know yet. Haven't counted it.
Well, let's count it now.
We can't until we collect it.
Collect it? Where's the money now?
It's still in the express office. You didn't think I'd bring it with me when there was a chance we might be searched for it.
Yeah, I guess you did the right thing, Billy. But how are we going to get it now?
Wait till the town's asleep. Then I'll crawl back through the bars of the express office and get the money from behind the gun rack where I hid it.
I don't think this town will go to sleep tonight. Not with a hanging on tap.
You might be right.
And I suppose we better forget about the money from this job.
Not on your life. Suppose we break Cisco and Pancho out of jail and see to it that they get their horses. What do you think would happen?
Why, it's a cinch they'd head for the open desert. The whole town would follow them.
That's the way I figured it.
But how are we going to get them to break out of that jail?
Tie the team to that hitch post.
There, that'll hold them.
Come on, I'll explain it to you on the way over to the jail. Do you know what happened to the horses Cisco and Pancho rode?
Yeah, I saw them in the corral back of the jail.
That fits in with our plans perfectly. That stupid sheriff must have forgotten to unsaddle those horses.
What are we going to use them for?
We won't use them. Cisco and Pancho will. Can you imitate the sheriff's voice, Zeno?
Why, sure. He sounds something like this.
Now, I'm the sheriff of this town, and I'll run you into jail if you so much as sneeze. How's that?
How's that?
Excellent. That's how we're going to break Cisco and Pancho out of jail.
I get it. I sound like the sheriff. Then they'll think that that's who I am and do whatever they're told.
Right. Tell them to use the rope off Cisco's saddle to pull the bars off the jail.
Here are the horses.
Be quiet. You'll have the whole town back here to find out what's going on.
Easy now, easy. If we stay in the shadows, we can't be seen.
Remember now, talk exactly like the sheriff.
Shh. Here's the window to their cell.
Pancho, here's something outside the jail window, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, so did I.
Now, Zeno, go into your act.
All right, Billy.
Cisco.
Sound like a sheriff, Cisco. In Pancho, I can see him, but they're Diablo and Loco.
Quiet down.
What do you want, Senor Sheriff?
Tell them you'll help them escape, Zeno. The mob's getting unruly.
The mob's getting unruly. Can't handle them. I'm going to help you escape.
If you promise to turn yourselves over to Sheriff Mosby over in the desert center.
All right, Billy. I'll tell him.
Oh, that's good. We get out of here, Cisco.
We are not guilty, Senor Sheriff. I will stay here and face that mob.
Well, I don't want your lynching on my conscience. You do like I say. You got to promise to turn yourselves over to Sheriff Mosby at Desert Center so you can stand trial.
Better we do what the sheriff says, Cisco, and then we get the chance to prove we're not guilty.
All right, Senor Sheriff. I give you my word. We will turn ourselves over to Sheriff Mosby.
All right, Zeno. Throw them the rope. Tell them to tie it to the bars.
Here's the rope off your saddle. Tie it to the bars.
Bueno. You tie the other end to Diablo's saddle. He will pull the bars from this wall.
That's what I figured.
Tell them to get on their horses fast, Zeno, and get out of town before the mob wakes up to what's going on.
Yeah.
Get on your horses fast and get out of town before the mob wakes up to what's going on.
Cisco already got that rope tied. Stand back out of the way, Senor Sheriff.
Come on, Zeno. Let's get out of here.
Sure, Billy.
Hurry, Cisco. Don't waste no time.
Looks like they're going to do just what you want them to.
Let's stay here and watch them. They won't be able to see us.
Now, Diablo. Yeah, pull there. Yeah, here.
Hold the window out, Diablo. Bueno, the wall can be wet.
There goes the wall.
Diablo, hurry, Pancho.
And you hurry, Cisco.
Hey, they're going to make it.
They had their better head before that crowd gets here.
Up, Diablo.
It worked, Billy. It worked.
Now we'll get to work. We'll get that money from the express office and set out for the next town. There'll be another express office and another agent.
We're getting away from the hombres. What's father, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. There was something wrong about the sheriff, and I cannot put my finger to it.
What could be wrong, Cisco? Sheriff Wellman let us escape. Well, now we got to ride the Sheriff Mosby at Desert Center.
Santos! That is it, Pancho. Hold on. Hold on.
That is it, Pancho. What, Cisco?
How would Sheriff Wellman know about Sheriff Mosby over at Desert Center? Mosby was elected just before we came to White Sand.
That's right. They got a special election because the other sheriff got killed when he tried to help the express agent.
Only someone who had been in Desert Center as recently as we were there would know about Sheriff Mosby.
Zeno, hombre, and the midget.
Si, Chico. We must get back to White Sand pronto.
Well, how we get past those hombres, what follow us?
Right around those rocks. We'll lead them back to town.
They almost up to us, Cisco.
Man out! Get them, boys! Don't let them escape!
Now, Pancho! Hump them! Ha! They will not catch us!
Go!
Not a person in town left to stop us from getting that money, Billy.
There's the gun rack, Zeno. Get that money and let's get out of this express office.
And I can reach it by standing on this chair.
I threw it back there when I went out through the bars out of the window. Makes a good hiding place, doesn't it?
Yeah, now I've got it.
I only wish that idiot sheriff would show his stupid grinning face here before we leave. I'd like to put a bullet through his head.
I know I would find you two coyotes here.
You make the mistake. Do not leave the town.
You made the mistake, Cisco.
I will take that gun.
Pancho, take care of the midget, Cisco. This one time, Pancho, not get knocked down to the floor.
He won't get my gun that easy, Cisco.
We shall see.
Oh, let go my arm.
Say, hombre, now that I have the gun, I can still use my fist. There is nothing I like better than to use my fist on you. Try a bottle of your cure-all elixir for that, you coyote.
He not answered you now, Cisco. He and the little midget. Hold still, you. They take the long cure in the jail for the rest of their lives. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That Sheriff Wellman surprised when he find out that Zeno Aurel been a voice thrower.
See, and the sheriff was surprised when he found the money little Billy had stolen. And the wooden dummy Billy was impersonating.
Impersonation? What that means, Cisco, huh?
Impersonate. To act like someone else. To mimic them.
Mimic them?
See, amigo. To mimic means to imitate. Like that Zeno hombre mimicked the sheriff's voice.
Cisco tried to fool Pancho.
No, Chico. I'm not fooling you.
Pancho know what it is, a mimic.
All right, Pancho. You tell me what you think a mimic is.
A mimic is 60 seconds.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.